A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 6th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube. Tonight, we are talking about election campaigns in Zimbabwe ahead of the crucial general elections this year. The opposition says police are disrupting their rallies and meetings, while ZANU-PF claims that it's already looking for 5 million votes for the party's presidential candidate, President Emmerson Mnangagwa. CCC, led by Nelson Chamisa, says the party's rallies at the weekend were disrupted by ZANU-PF activists and the police. But first, a brief look at what is happening around the world. As Russians and Ukrainian forces intensify their fight for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, residents there are finding it harder and harder to remain. VOA's Veronica Borders Iglesias reports on the challenges as Ukrainian diplomatic efforts to gain international support continue.
As fighting intensified Sunday in the outskirts of Bakhmut, reports emerged that the Ukrainian army was trying to help civilians flee. Life had already been greatly disrupted by the advances of the Russian army and mercenary force known as the Wagner Group. Local resident Natalia Ishkova told the Associated Press,
"There are problems with food. Humanitarian food is given to us only once a month. There is no electricity, no water, no gas."
The Ukrainian troops are committed to fiercely pushing back the Russians, said a commander who went by the name of Kurt.
They hope to get the city without big losses, but they have lost so many people.
On Saturday, a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman, Igor Konashenkov, said Moscow's forces had destroyed several Ukrainian infantry vehicles and killed soldiers in the Donetsk region.
During the ongoing active operations of the units of the southern group of troops, airstrikes and artillery fire, up to 490 Ukrainian servicemen were killed and wounded per day.
VOA was not able to independently verify this claim. The Russian Defense Ministry also released what it said were images of Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu inspecting a command post in the Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, where Bakhmut is located. Also over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Parliament President Roberta Metsola and outlined his goals.
The task is to prepare everything as actively as possible for our country's membership in the European Union, to increase the supply of weapons to Ukraine, and to strengthen sanctions against Russia.
Metsola called for the creation of a special tribunal to investigate war crimes.
We will meet with the United Nations personnel. We need to make sure that we have the mechanisms, first of all, to collect the evidence, but then to prosecute them.
The UN documented summary executions that may constitute war crimes in the Bucha area. Over the weekend, a memorial was held there for 8 Ukrainian men who attempted to block the Russian advances a year ago, but who, according to Ukrainian authorities, were captured and killed. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And back in Zimbabwe, opponents of the government say they are being blocked from holding rallies and local meetings by ZANU-PF activists and the police as the Southern African nation prepares for crucial elections to be held sometime this year. There were skirmishes between CCC supporters and ZANU-PF activists in Rafingora and Mondoro at the weekend at rallies convened by the opposition party. At the same time, singer Wallace Chirumiko, popularly known as Winky D, had his show at the weekend disrupted by the police after he had started singing his controversial song Iboto, which talks about corruption in society. Observers say there is diminishing democratic space in Zimbabwe ahead of the polls. Yebambe zvulukanda balinjani lapelikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo namhla sixoxa ngokuxozela eZimbabwe ngesikhathi sokhetho. Abakumabandla aphikisayo bathi bavinjwa ngamapolisa ukuba benze imihlangano yabo ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela ukhetho oluzayo. Ibandla leZANU-PF lona lithi selidinga amavoti ayizigidi ezinhlanu 5 million akamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. The United States says it is concerned about the recent political developments in Zimbabwe. U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of African Affairs, Robert Scott, says a free press is critical in Zimbabwe's democratization process. Scott made these remarks at a media briefing on Saturday after his short visit to Zimbabwe.
Anything that is done in any country, including my country, that opens space and allows people to engage is positive. So anything that will allow the citizens of this country to access information, to come together freely in groups, to express themselves, to ask for accountability in my country, my citizens asking for accountability in this country, in other countries, anything that supports that is something that we see as positive and that we support. So anything that is occurring here that where the citizens of this country believe that they are starting to see benefits to them to come together, to express themselves, to engage with the government, I think that we would see that as a positive. The corollary, of course, is anything that constricts space, anything that the citizens of this country believe is stopping them from engaging positively with their government is not a good thing. On the PVO bill, I won't get into specifics other than to say that we had a conversation, and I was, had an opportunity to express our position and how we feel, that it is, I think, a position that others are expressing as well, and that, I was pleased to have the opportunity to do that, and to do that both with Foreign Minister Shaba and with the Minister of Justice. And so I appreciated the chance to have an open conversation about that.
Now to discuss this issue, we have on Skype Tafaswa Stephen Munjanja of the Citizens Coalition for Change based in USA and Mr. Tafaswa Mukwadi on the phone in Harare. We'll start with you, Mr. Munjanja, who is here in USA. So you've been hearing your colleagues have been talking about what is going on in terms of elections in Zimbabwe. So tell us about challenges being faced by your party briefly, then we'll go to Mr. Tafaswa Mukwadi.
Yeah, there have been a lot of challenges in terms of our campaign, in terms of our applications to the Zimbabwe Republic Police to get authorization to be able to hold rallies or meetings around the country. As I'm sure you've seen through our information department that there have just been a back-to-back cancellation of our meetings, our rallies, all over the country, in a way where ZANU-PF or the Zimbabwe Republic Police continues to abuse its state power and trying to shrink the democratic space by not allowing other political parties to hold rallies and meetings. What you find interesting is that, on the contrary, ZANU-PF continues to have its rallies all over the country, and it's just one-sided, and it's been very unfortunate. But as CCP, we will continue to use the legal means that we can to continue to apply for these rallies until we find this.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Tafaswa Mukwadi in Harare. Welcome to the program, sir. Mukwadi, can you hear me? Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. So tell us a bit about, what your party is doing right now. And we are told there have been some skirmishes between ZANU-PF and opposition parties, ahead of these polls. So briefly, give us what you have.
Well, thank you very much. All I can just say is that we really very no much time to discuss about the troubles in the opposition that the opposition leaders are sitting to nationalize. They are only squabbles, and they remain and they must have the guts and the temerity to those difficulties and challenges as such, and to start invoking the name of ZANU-PF unbridled and unprovoked. Otherwise, all that I just want to say is the revolutionary, which remains the colossal political organization between the president and the Pope, that is Zimbabwe, is positive for a result in victory, an overwhelming victory for this year's general election, based on the track record of the Second Republic, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is our sole presidential disputed candidate for 2023. That is very clear. We have produced that candidate out of a very strong and vibrant internal democratic process of Zambia. Hear anything of that sort from the opposition, you can be left guessing who is their candidate and on what basis they chosen this candidate, besides somebody even involved with them. So we don't have issues with opposition. In fact, I made meeting to inform the world that we, as a party, for these Democrats, from those that are seeking to impose things about Democrats or things that they can teach us about Democrats, we fought for it and won it. And that democracy should be employed by all Zimbabweans. It was defending their political jacket.
But at the same time, Mr. Mgwadi, there are indications that ZANU-PF is being rough to the opposition, and there is some evidence that has been shown to us in terms of videos, you know, and all those kind of things. So why would people accuse you of perpetrating violence when you are saying you're a non-violent party? Briefly there.
Well, we have a legislator from the opposition that is in jail right now, with his case before the court and before the law. That is the record. But we have the opposition taken responsibility over that. Have the media, in particular, itself taken responsibility over that contact which we saw in Yassini, which was needless. You haven't. And all that you do and seek to do is to fit the world on a diet of propaganda that the job is in jail or incarcerated over frivolous accusations. But when you know that you have in possession a video whereupon you are calling for violence in Yassini, which violence killed a person called Muramichina, was a ZANU-PF chairperson there. You saw it, you got the video, but you don't want to talk about it because you are so desperate to accuse ZANU-PF. I think that's unfair. With regards to the issues that happened in Nyatsingora, the squad was there. I must make this very clear for all those who care to know. It is not the duty of ZANU-PF for our structures to mobilize supporters of opposition. The opposition, particularly people see, has no structures and there's no people and it's no supporters in Nyatsingora. It's clear they are not a national political organization. They are all found in certain streets in Harare, in certain corridors in Bulawayo. But they are not a national political organization, as ZANU-PF.
I'll let Mr. Mjanja to respond to that. Mr. Mjanja, chip in there. I think you heard what he's saying. He's saying your party is not even considered to be a national movement. Can you respond to that?
It's unfortunate that he says, find that even him himself has actually sat down with our communications champion, Advocate Fadzai Mahere, referring her and to us as a party. We've contested in by-election, so there's not much to respond there. This is just nonsensical verbiage that he's using. We are definitely a political party, a movement that has contested and, in fact, has beaten ZANU-PF during by-election. So I don't think we need to quite debate that question.
So your party is national in character and it's a political party, right?
It's very clear. We have participated in elections and we have won elections. And we have members who are in parliament representing Zimbabwean citizens today as CCC. So there's no doubt we have competed in all provinces during the by-elections. So it's not even a matter of, much debate. It's very clear that we are a national movement.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So we'll take a brief break. Stay tuned, everyone out there. And for our guests, we'll come back to you shortly.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about political activities in Zimbabwe as the country inches closer to a crucial general election. And please note that we are streaming live this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com and www.voazimbabwe.com. And our guests are Mr. Tafatswa Mokwati of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tafatswa Munjanja of CCC, and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Let's go to Mr. Ncube, who has just joined us. So, Mr. Ncube, we see that many political parties are campaigning right now ahead of the crucial elections. So, what's your take of what is going on?
Good evening. We think what is going on is just formalities that will go on and on. But what will come out will still be what we are now used to, where you find that whatever is happening, the campaigning is skewed in favor of one political party, the ruling party, and even the elections. Because the electoral procedure in Zimbabwe favors one political party, and is the one that will announce itself as the winner. So that is our view.
Yeah, ngasikhuluma ke ngesintu ubona zani kuya ngaphi sokuthiwa kulabanye abangani bayavinje ukuthi benze imihlangano kume njani khona ngesindebele
sivi. Yeah, esikutsho thina ikuthi into yona le yiyona leyana ukuhamba okwenkala ehamba lugege. Ilokhu ihamba lugege isenza khona kuyani ukuhamba kwayo okungasoze kutshintshe lutho. Ukhetho lalolu olwenziwayo nje kulindwe ukuthi kudanwe ngendlela efanayo ngoba ilokhu zeni ibandla libusayo yilo eliza kuya ekhethweni li-announce ama-results awalo ama-results hayi abantu abavotileyo. So ke okuyinto kwakhona nje abantu nje yikuthi vele nxa kuthiwa kulo khetho kuyagijigijima but akusizile ukuthi ukugijima kwakhona.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamba khonapho. Let's go to Mr. Tafatswa Mokwati. So Mr. Mokwati, I'm told that his phone has just dropped. So let's go to Mr. Munjanja. So Mr. Munjanja, today we are lucky we've got the Tafatswas only. So Mr. Munjanja, taking into account that your party is campaigning and you're being blocked, what's the next strategy here?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, we are still connecting with the grassroots. We have had our very good program called Mugwazo that began last year. And so that continues. We continue to interact with Zimbabwean citizens at ward level, at street level. We have champions all over the country interacting and meeting with Zimbabweans, encouraging Zimbabweans to register to vote. So, yes, it's quite unfortunate that the Zimbabwe Republic Police continues to abuse its power by weaponizing the authority to hold rallies. It's very, very unfortunate because in any political contestation, citizens have the right to listen to the manifestos, to the economic policies of each political party, and the public seems to determine for us not to send our message to the Zimbabwean citizens. But we still are not deterred. Continue to reach out our youth, what they call the REAP program, where out to communities and encouraging the youth and all Zimbabwean citizens to register to vote. I can only say that the REAP program has reached all Zimbabwe. Our youth are very, very They have a sense of duty in the work that they are doing, and then reaching out to Zimbabwean citizens all over the country.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Mjanja. Let's go to Mr. Tafaso Mugwadi. So so there are indications that you want 5 million votes from the public, but Mjanja's going is a race. Kalamuti Mjanja rika balam. Mjanja tase ba Mugwadi.
Come again.
When we come to your thrust right now, you are looking for 5 million votes for President Mnangagwa. Muchazi kuona here ne rurimbwa mai. Just gona kuzwana izvo.
Atitazi kuti gona. In fact, that wapo. And for your own information, we are not only looking for 5 million votes. We are looking for 5 million votes plus. That means an extra office. It is because we are not just going about scavenging for votes. We have delivered the goods to the people of Zimbabwe. Our policies have produced tangible outcomes. And that is why there is every reason for every Zimbabwean to identify with President Edwin Mnangagwa and his transformative policies of the Second Republic. So also, we have delivered on the economy. When everyone was going about making declarations that you make sure that ZANU-PF or Zimbabwe will not get a cent to take this country forward. We have shown them the formula. When people were calling about saying we are going to increase sanctions of this country so that the economy continues to shrink, the economy is expanding.
But it seems the economy isn't expanding as much, isn't expanding as much as you're talking about. There are some people who are saying they hardly have a meal per day, and there are indications that there's rampant corruption in Zimbabwe. So how do you say the economy has actually achieved what you aimed at?
We don't care about individual myopic opinions or opinionated myopic views made about us as a nation by certain rogue elements who would want to present our nation as a pariah state to the world. We are a disciplined nation. Yes, but in our discipline, you will not find, you will never miss to find one or two elements that get off the rope. But those two or three elements cannot be used to describe the character of Zimbabweans. We are not a corrupt people. We are not a corrupt government. But we are a straightforward nation that believes that this country can only be taken forward on the basis of our hands and on the basis of the efforts of our people and our present living from the front. That's very clear. Hakuna nyika isina huori. Asi huori huo unofana kupedzwa nokubatwa. Now, going about telling everyone that case to listen that we are a corrupt nation when you cannot point out to any genuine, clear, and reality instance of corruption that can be prosecuted.
So right now, Mr. Mugwadi.
Then you can bring it to the law enforcement agencies rather than just making whistles. It doesn't help.
We understand that, Mr. Mugwadi. Right now, Al Jazeera is in the process of releasing a hard-hitting kind of investigative piece on corruption linked to some top officials of the government. So how then do you say you're not a corrupt kind of entity, like, a government? So can you justify that and make a reaction to the Al Jazeera kind of thrust that they're making right now in terms of their investigative piece?
Only an idiot can be pushed on a corner to comment about what they don't know about or what somebody is threatening to release that they have not released. What is it stopping Al Jazeera or yourselves to release what you claim to have? What is it stopping? Who is it stopping you? We don't control Al Jazeera Airways in Zimbabwe. So who has stopped them from releasing it? We can best be in a position to comment once we have seen it. But we are not surprised that we know that we are going towards election. And everyone knows that the ZANU-PF electoral juggernaut is on course to win. And then people are seeking, scavenging for areas to throw funnels to start a clear ZANU-PF victory. We are not surprised by that. Let them bring it on. Let them bring it on. This is not the first of this time. We have seen spirited attacks on our government, on our president, and profiling of our leaders, resulting in more sanctions being piled on government institutions and individuals for a senior position in the state. But we are not bothered by that because the president has told us that with or without sanctions, with or without Al Jazeera's videos, with or without this vilification and negative profiling on our country, we will take Zimbabwe to where it has to be. And that is what vision said, and nothing can stop us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mgwadi. Stay on the line. So let's go to Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, your quick reaction to what Mr. Mgwadi is saying. Very quick reaction.
Mr. Mgwadi is doing what they always do. They will tell you lies each and every day. He is not going to accept the rot that they have. In fact, anything that smells will never tell you that it is smelling, but it's smell that will tell you that this thing is smell. So he will always defend the indefensible. That is their culture. So it's not surprising.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in a caller here. Bamba Kulampo Baba, Tata Moses. So, caller, unjani Kulampo Baba Kulampo, singazitumbani. Ikamalaki. Caller, how are you?
Yes, hello, Makadi.
Ndiripo yetu, kandaye mashoko yenu baba.
Yes, I'm Kanet from Harare.
Yes, kandaye mashoko baba. Kandaye mashoko yenu. So he got cut off. So I think the caller was trying to say something. Ikatisa konapo baba Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Ngamafishane Ncube. Ikatisa konapo.
Iqaqa baba uDube kalibuyile kutshela ukuthi mina kanginuki. Wena uzizwela ngomnuko wali ukuthi liyanuka. So umgwadi nje njengoba ekhuluma uvele layo unuka njengomgwadi. Umgwadi ungcono ngoba uyadliwa. They are worse than that. What they are doing, abusing everything, and now he's justifying corruption. We know that it's Zanu that is corrupt. Even the police, we cannot be saying police are not professional. It is Zanu that is doing whatever it is doing, abusing the police force. So all that is known is known by anyone, even a newly born baby knows that.
Mr. Mjanja, your last word, say.
Hello?
Your last word, Mr. Mjanja.
Okay.
Mr. Mjanja, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Your last word, sir.
Yeah, you know, to deny that, first of all, we did see a letter that was issued by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe acknowledging this issue of corruption that has been reported by Al Jazeera. So it's kind of ridiculous for Mr. Mgwadi to say that there is no such thing when an official RBZ letter was issued out today. And in fact, in one of the most shocking admissions, the RBZ then acknowledged that there are no sanctions on the importation and the exportation of goods in Zimbabwe. One of the major, major admissions by the government of Zimbabwe in terms of sanctions.
Thank you so much. We have run out of time. Mr. Mgwadi, 30 seconds, say. 30 seconds exactly. Your last word.
Thank you very much for this engagement. We are going to win the elections and win them resoundingly. But what I can take this opportunity to predict is that the opposition, as usual, and those of its choir masters from those funding them will reject the results as usual, and that is why they are trying to throw spanners by making false flag allegations that there is violence, there is this and that.
Thank you.
They are trying to find a scapegoat to reject the results.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ncube. Your last word, 10 seconds. So siyalizwa kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi belikhona namhlanje. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tafazwa Mjanja of CCC, Mr. Tafazwa Mgwadi of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.